begin the current daf Masechtas Brachos daf Chavav. We begin 9 lines in from the top of the Amud, and the Gemara resumes discussing and elaborating on the Mishnah. And the Mishnah was speaking about different things that a person is forbidden to recite Krishma when it's in his way. And specifically, it was talking about tzaya, excrement, that a person cannot recite Krishma in front of it. So the Mishnah said, Kama yerchik mehen minat tzaya, how far do you have to be from the tzaya, from the excrement, and these other things that are forbidden to recite Krishma in their space. The Mishnah said, Arba amas, you have to be at least 4 amas away. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Schayr, Amar Rav Huna, we didn't say this halacha permitting one to say Krishma within the area of, for example, excrement, unless he's 4 amas away, only if it's behind him. But if it's in front of him, the excrement, or all these other things that are forbidden to see, to be in their area within when he's reciting Krishma, if it's in front of his vision, it's as far as the eye can see, it's still going to be prohibited to recite Krishma in that area. And the Gemara says, V'chein l'tefillah, the same thing would be the halacha would apply when one is davening Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara asks, Ini, is that so? We said the halacha that a person can be standing opposite the bathroom and it can be davening, and as long as he's 4 amos away, it's not a problem. And here it's something that he's facing something which is something that also does recite Dvarim Shebekdushin, and it's enough as long as he's 4 amos away, in spite of the fact that he's facing it. If it had a bathroom that had excrement and it would be like one of these types of things, it would be forbidden as far as the eye can see. Here we're talking about a bathroom that has no excrement and that they cleaned it out. And therefore that's different and it's not so chamerdik, and as long as it's clean, if you're 4 amos away, you can recite Krishma in spite of the fact that it's in your vision. So the Gemara asks, Ini, Vahamar, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, we learned Beis HaKisi She'amru, Afa Pi She'em Baitzai, we said the halacha that made it forbidden, that the bathroom has dinim, just like excrement itself, was said about even a bathroom that doesn't have excrement in there, and Beis HaMechet She'amru, Afa Pi She'en B'nei B'Odam, and a bathhouse that was forbidden to recite Dvarim Shebekdusha there is also, even if there's no people in there at all, and that is still there's an isra of here of thinking in Dvarim Shebekdusha. So you see that the halacha status of a Beis HaKisa is even when it's clean. So how are we differentiating and trying to say that there would be a different halacha regarding a bathroom that has no tzaya when we see that the halacha of Beis HaKisa is the same whether it has tzaya or not? So the Gemara gives a different answer. The reason why here there was a leniency that a person could recite Dvarim Shebekdusha when he's at least 4 amas away from the bathroom in spite of the fact that he's facing is talking about a new bathroom. And that is, a new bathroom, it was never used yet. And therefore, although it's a bathroom and you can't recite it within the 4 amas, but as long as you're 4 amas away, even though you're facing it, would be mutter. However, the Gemara says, but this was exactly a question that Ravina inquired about. And then he asked the following question. His minor lebeis akisi mahu, if they would designate a certain area, room, as a bathroom, what's the halacha? Yesh zimun or ein zimun? Is it considered designated or not? In other words, does it have a din beis akisi or not? So how are we saying that we're differentiating and saying that there would be a different halacha if it's a new bathroom or not, when this was Ravina's question, and it seems to be resolving it, and he added a question? So the Gemara says, kikam eboi le Ravina, lemekam alel etzlui begavei. When did Ravina have his question, is it a bathroom or is not a bathroom once it's designated that it's new and never used yet? That was only regarding he had a shaila if you could even daven inside the bathroom. For example, let's say they're building a new shul and they're making bathrooms, and there's no room in the shul anymore, and there's this room that's available, but that's where the bathroom is going to be. That's where his shaila was. Could we daven actually in the room of a connected loy, but opposite the bathroom? There he had no problem that as long as you're 4 amos away, even though you're facing it, there, even here, we would agree that you would be able to daven facing the bathroom, and it doesn't have the din like a regular bathroom that's like regular tzaya that you can't daven as long as you're it's within your vision. So the Gemara says that there are certain bathrooms that are different. Amar Rava, hani bati kisoy de parsoy, the Persian lavatories, and that is the way they did it is that they had a pit that was far from the cavity that it would come in from. It would be like on a slant. And therefore, the waste and the excrement would roll down on a tilt. So Rava says, "Avagav d'isbuhu tzayi." Even if there's excrement in that bathroom, kistumendom, it's like it's closed up, and that is because it's not there. The waste is never there because it goes, it rolls down, and therefore, although it's designated for the bathroom, it's different, and it's like it's closed up, and therefore, a person would be able to say Krishma as long as he's 4 amas away, in spite of the fact that he's facing it. And the Poiskim, the current day Poiskim, this is the question they deal with, if our bathroom should be to have the same halacha, because when we go to our bathrooms, we flush it down. It's also never there. It always goes down the system, and therefore it should have the same halacha like the Batik Yisoy, the Prasoy of the Persian bathrooms. Now we continue on to the last Mishnah of our parak. It goes back to the Isser of Keri, of a seminal omission that a man has regarding reciting Devar Mishnah B'Kedusha. So the Mishnah says, Zav Shiroa Keri. If a man that's already a Zav, which is a certain Tumah that comes out from his Aver, that he's already Tumah for 7 days, and within that time he sees Keri, he has a seminal omission. And similarly, V'nida Shapolta Shechva Zera, a Nida that emits the semen from relations that she had with a man. So what we're talking about over here is that although these people are already tummy, like for example, Azav has tumas shiva, he's tummy for 7 days, and if he were to tovel for his tumas keri, which was the takana of Ezra, it wouldn't make him pure because he's tummy for another 7 days. In spite of that, Ezra required his tefillah because of the keri. And similarly by Nida, that if she's coming to Daven Shemayna Esrei, which is for Dvar Mishmik Dusha, for Tefillah, that in spite of the fact that she's going to be Tumah for at least another 7 days, since she has Shechva Zera that came out because of the relations that she had with the man, she has to Tevel to be able to recite the Shemayna Esrei. And the last case, the Mishnah says, Meshameshes, Shiras Anida, here it's a different case. Here she first had marital relations, so she first had the carry, so to speak. She had the Shechva Zera, and then afterwards she saw and she became Anida. All these cases, the Tanna Kamma says, Tricha Tvila, they need to have a Tvila. And again, that's the same concept that, in spite of the fact that it's not going to be Matar the person totally, but for the carry, that for that aspect, one would still require Tvila. Rabbi Yehuda says, then know that your Pater, and that is the Gemara thinks in the beginning, initially, that since the Tumah of Ziva comes first, and he's already Tumah of more stringent Tumah, and the Torah said that he's the Zav and the Mitzayra are going to be Tameh, so therefore the Tumah of Keri that's more lenient is not going to come and, so to speak, affect him, and therefore there's no reason to go ahead and table oneself because the Tumah of Keri is almost not even applicable because he already has the Mohammedic Tumah of Ziva. So Rashi mentions that regarding the Nida that was Poileta Shechva Zera, that gives the woman the same Tumah as the Tumah of Keri, and he brings, like from we find by Har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shleishis Yom Atik Shalisha, 3 days you shouldn't come near to a woman. And that is because since the Shechva Zera, the semen, that is Metami when it's emitted from the woman for 3 days. And after that, it's already putrefied and it's not worthy anymore. It cannot be Mazriya. It cannot create a child. And therefore, a Nida that was already Nida, and now, let's say she had relations, and then the day later she became a Nida, and then a day later the semen emits from her, that's going to have the same Tumah as Tumah's Keri, and therefore she would require to have a Tefillah for the Tumah of Keri. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that no, that since you're already more Chamadig Tumah, it doesn't affect it, and he's already Tumah for 7 days, Keri, which is a one-day Tumah, is not going to take effect, and therefore you don't require a Tefillah. So the Gemara asks the question regarding Rabbi Yehuda. What would be the halacha in reverse? If you have a balkeri that has this already the tumah of keri, but then sees the ziva, what would be halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara asks the question as follows: Kipat Rabbi Yehuda hasam bezav shara keri. When did Rabbi Yehuda absolve the person from a tefillah of takanas Ezra? That when he's already a zav. And then he sees Keri, Demikar Lav Batvilah, which initially he was never worthy of the Tvila of Ezra, because the Keri almost doesn't even take effect, because he's going to have the Tumah for another 6-7 days. Of a Bakeri, Shara Ziva, Demikar Batvilah, Humachai. But if, let's say, initially it was a Bakeri, so the Tvila was Chal, and he has the Chiyav Tvila's Ezra, so then although the Ziva takes effect on him afterwards, but he still has the Chiyav Tvila, so they go ahead and Tevel for the Keri. In spite of the fact that now he's telling me for the next 7 days, no, maybe there's no difference. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that since now you have a Tumah Chamura, there would be no purpose in tevling a tefillah for Keri, since it's not going to make you pure anyway. So the Gemara says, Toshima, we learned now Mishnah, Hamashameshes Veros Anida Tzricha Tefillah. The last case from the three cases was a woman that had relations, and therefore she has the Zera, and then later she sees the Tumah of Nida, she requires a tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda Poit, Rabbi Yehuda says, even on that case, that she's Potter. So the question is, v'hamishameshes v'ra'asanida kebal keri shara ziva damya. And still, in spite of the fact, the case of having relations and then having tum of nida later is equivalent to being a balkari and later seeing a zav, that the tumah chamur only came after the simin, the tumah of the keri was there. And still the kapat, Rabbi Yehuda, still Rabbi Yehuda says that the person is pater, she's absolved from tivling for the zera. So from here you see that even in such a case, not only when the chamur came first, even if it comes later, but since now once it's here, the tefillah is not going to work and totally make the person tar, so there's no purpose and there's no requirement therefore of tivling for tefillah's Ezra to take care of the tumah of keri. So the Gemara says that Tanu Reb Chiya Behed, Reb Chiya actually learned this explicitly, that says Bal keri shara ziva tzarch tefillah, Reb Yehuda paita, that Reb Yehuda actually even said it on that case of a bal keri that later sees the ziva later. Reb Yehuda says it's pater, and therefore that wouldn't help the tefillah, and therefore there's no such requirement to tevil for the keri once you get a stronger tumah of ziva later. Hanu Alach Mishamesu, we shall return to you, Perek Mishamesoi, that this was the end of the first three prakim of Masechtas Brachos, which our first three prakim of Masechtas Brachos spoke about Kriya Shema and the Birchas Kriya Shema, both of the evening and of the morning. Now the Gemara continues for the next two prakim, the fourth parak and the fifth parak are going to be speaking about the halachas of Tefillah of Shemayne Esrei. And now we begin our parak with the halachas of Tefillah Sashachar regarding the Tefillah of the morning. So the Mishnah begins. Tefillah Sashachar at Chatzais, this man of Tefillah of the morning, is up until noon. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Adal Chais, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says it's only up till 4 hours into the morning. Now we continue to Tefillah Samincha, the Tefillah of the afternoon, is Ara Erev, is until the evening, until it gets dark. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Ad Plaga Mincha, he says until halfway of the Mincha, and the Gemara is going to explain later what does that mean, what is Plaga Mincha, and what is that exact Zman, which half of which Mincha. And then Tefillah Se'erev, the Mishnah says that the Tefillah of Ma'ariv Ein Lo Keva, there is no established time for it, that the whole night is its time. And the Gemara is going to explain why did we use such an interesting terminology of Ein Lo Keva, that there's no set time for it, when we could have just said that the Zman of Tefillah Ma'ariv is the whole night. And then Bishal Musafim Kalayim, and then the Musaf, which is on certain days, on Shabbos and Yom Tiv, that the Tefillah of Musaf is the whole entire day. And the next phrase is questionable in the Rishonim if it's part of our Mishnah or not. However, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Imer at Zayin Shoyes, Rabbi Yehuda says that no Musaf cannot be said the entire day. It's up until 7 hours into the day, starting from the morning. So if let's say it was a day from 6 to 6, it would be up until 1 o'clock. Now we begin the Gemara. The Gemara questions our Mishnah. Reminu, we said, Mitzvasa imanetzacham, we quoted somewhere else, that the mitzvah of Kriyishma is to say it with the rising of the sun. And the reason is Kadesh Yismach Gu'ul L'Tfilah. That is that you should have the brachas of Gol Yisrael, which are the brachas of Kriyishma, which are ending with sunrise. And then you're going to be starting your Shemayin Esri as it is by sunrise, by Nats it's called. V'nimtzim espal yibayim. And then we'll find that you'll be davening during the day because your Shemayin Esri will start right by Nats and your Kriyishma will be right before Nats. So therefore, that's how it should be said that the mitzvah of Kriyishma is with Nats Zachama. So the question is, both the Tanoic opinions in our Mishnah don't say like that. It's either 4 hours into the day or even 6 hours up until noon. And whereas here we see that it says that the mitzvah is up until Nats Zachama. So the Gemara answers, Kitanya hi levasikin. When did we say that statement that it's up until Nats Zachama? That's for the devout ones. That is, they preface themselves to do the mitzvahs and they go after it to do it in the earliest possible as they can do it. And therefore, since right after Netzachama, after sunrise, the earliest you could daven Shemayna Esrei, so therefore, they would say Kriyishma right before. And this that it says, now Mishnah for those that daven later, that you shouldn't daven later than noon or even up till 4 hours into the day, because after that, it's already over Azman, then the time is over. However, that was talking about for Vesikin, as the Gemara says, Dam Reb Yochanan Vesikin Hoyugaymer Noisa Emanetzachama, that the devout ones, which already became the term Vesikin, they would finish their Kriyishma with the Netzachama, so that right after sunrise they could daven the Shemoneh Esrei. So now the Gemara says, okay, Vekuli Alma, but everybody, in other words, even all the other type of people that they daven later, Ad Chatzais Vesuloi, the latest they could daven is noon and not after that. After that, you can't daven Sharchas anymore. But the Gemara asks, V'amrav Mori B'reid Rav Hun B'reid Rav Yirmiya B'rab Amri Rav Yechanan, we learned that Toa V'lo Yispal Arvis, Mispal B'Sharchas Tam. Someone made a mistake and he didn't daven Ma'arvis. What should he do? He should daven Sharchas two times. In other words, two Tefillos in the morning, and that one will be for Sharchas and the other one will be for the Ma'arv Tefillah that he missed. Shachris, if he missed Shachris, Mispal B'Mincha Shtayim, he should daven Mincha two times. And that is, when is that? That's afternoon. So obviously you see that you could daven shachris afternoon, because once you went past noon, you'll daven two times mincha, so you'll be davening the tefillah of shachris afternoon. So how can we say in our Mishnah that everybody agrees that up until noon, when we see that even afternoon one could recite the Shemayin Esrei of the morning? So the Gemara says, Kulu yom ematz libaz. You're right. In essence, the morning shachris can be said the whole day. And that is because once you miss that zman, and when it's zman mincha, you could daven mincha, and then daven shachris again. However, at chatzris yehavu leischar tefillah bezman, but up until noon, does a person get the reward for davening tefillah in its proper time? After that, he'll get the reward for the actual tefillah, for the actual prayer, schar tefillah bezman, but he won't get the reward for davening tefillah in its proper time. And that's what we meant, that this is the zman of tefillah, is up until 4 hours or up until noon. So now the Gemara asks, Ibailu, what we just quoted the halacha before, what's the halacha? If someone made a mistake and he didn't daven mincha, what's the halacha? Could he daven two ma'arvs? So then the Gemara says, Imtim Suleiman, if you're going to come and tell me, if you're going to answer my question from what we just mentioned before, that we said that if you forgot to daven ma'arv, you daven two shachas, if you forgot to daven shachas, you daven two minchas, so l'chayr should be the same halacha that we said, tovel ispal arvis, the Gemara says. If you made a mistake and you didn't daven ma'arv, mispal shachas beis, that's not a raya. Mishum dechad yemehu, because it's essentially one day. The chesivah says in the pasuk, the day that it was evening and morning, it was one day. That in the Jewish calendar, the day starts in the evening. So therefore, if you missed ma'ariv, you could daven two shachas, because it's still part of that same halachic day. And similarly, if you forgot shachas, you could daven by mincha, because again, it's part of that day. Aval hacha tefillah b'makom karbanei, but here, where tefillah is in the place of karbanis, that just like there's karbanis in the morning, karbanis at night, each carbon is brought on its designated day. So v'kivin the avar yom batal kamani. Once you missed the day, so then you missed out on the carbon, and therefore once it's ma'ariv night, it's already dark. It's night, so it's already the next halachic day. So therefore, you can't daven any more mincha from the previous day. Oidilma, or maybe kivin the tzlusa rachmihi kol emes de boy mas liva azal. Or maybe do you say that since tefillah is mercy, so it's Rachman is asking Hashem to fulfill your request. So therefore, whenever you want, you can go ahead and daven, and therefore it would be good. That's the question. Would it work to daven two ma'arvs for the mincha that was missed or not? So the Gemara says, Toshma, bring your proof that one can recite two ma'arvs when he missed mincha. Toshma, damrav when by Yehud, damrav Yitzchak, damrav Yechanan, tov lo yispal mincha, mispal arvas beis, that if someone made a mistake and he missed out mincha, he could daven two ma'arv tefillahs. It's not applicable, the concept of when you miss the day, then you miss the carbon, although certain carbons have to be brought on that day, like a carbon musaf, and once you miss that day, you can't bring it anymore. Here it doesn't apply, and you would be able to daven two ma'arvs, in spite of the fact that it's halachically a different day. So Taisus actually says that this halacha of missing a tefillah to make it up the next one, which is called hashlama, is only after the second tefillah. But when if a person misses two times, we don't find that Taisus says that the chamor mesakin to go ahead and to daven again another one if he forgot two times. And because Taisus says even one tefillah, if it was done b'mezid on purpose, you cannot be mesakin, as the Gemara later is going to say, that mu'ubis lo yuchaliskan is something that was twisted, that can't be fixed. So therefore Taisus says that this halacha is only applicable if one missed one tefillah, and then you can make up the next one. If you missed two, you can't go ahead and make that up, but there are other Rishonim that say no matter how many you could, but the halacha follows like Taisus. So the Gemara asks on this, Meisvei. We have a pasuk in Kehelis that says, Mu'uvis lo yuchaliskan, that there's a twisted thing that cannot be made straight, v'chestron lo yuchal lihimonis, and there's something missing that's not numbered. So the Gemara explains, what does this pasuk mean? Mu'uvis lo yuchal liskoin, there's a twisted thing that cannot be made straight. Zeh shepitl kriyishma shal arves v'kriyishma shal shach. This is someone that missed out the kriyishma of the evening or the kriyishma in the morning. A trilla shal arves, a trilla shal shachres. Or if you missed trilla in the evening or trilla in the morning, once it's missed, it's nothing, you can't make it up anymore. What does it mean that there's something that's missing that's not numbered? This is someone that his friends were counted for a dvar mitzvah, but he wasn't counted with them, he didn't join them in this holy venture. So the question is, we have a pasuk that says you cannot make it up. That's movis lo yechaliskan. So the Gemara answers, that's talking about when he intentionally missed out the tefillah. And in such a case, you're right, once you missed it, you can't make it up anymore. It's mu'uvas lo yichaliskan. And the Gemara even says, Amar Vashi deken ami. It's actually indicated in the Lashon over there that says, diktani bitel. It says that he disregarded the tefillah. But lo yiktani ta, it doesn't say that he urged. Mamina, that if one purposely didn't care and then later he says, okay, let me go daven, it's too late. You missed it out. It's mu'uvas lo yichaliskan. But if he made a mistake, then we have the halacha bashlam, which is that he can make it up in the next tefillah and daven tushman esrays for the one that he missed out. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara continues on the halachas of Hashlama, of making up a tefillah that was missed. And the Gemara gets into some of the details. Tanya Rabban, Tov lo yispal mincha be'erev Shabbos. If someone made a mistake and they didn't have mincha erev Shabbos, he was so busy and rushing for Shabbos, and he goes in, the davening Kabbalah Shabbos, and then he realizes, hey, I didn't daven mincha yet. So what's the halacha? Mispal b'leh Shabbos time, you daven to Friday night, Ma'ariv Shemayna Esrei's, to make up for the mincha that you missed. Tov lo yispal mincha b'Shabbos. So let's say someone made a mistake and he didn't daven mincha on Shabbos. Mispal b'matzah Shabbos time shalchol. He'll daven 2 weekday Shemoneh Esrei is the Ma'ariv of Shemoneh Esrei for the mincha that he missed. And that was saying that it doesn't make a difference that the Shemoneh Esrei are different from the Friday night to the mincha on Erev Shabbos or from the Matzah Shabbos for the mincha on Shabbos. Either way, it's the second tefillah that he says, and he says it 2 times to make up for the one that he missed. However, the Gemara qualifies this, that when he davens these two Shemoneh Esrei on Ma'ariv of Matzah Shabbos, Mavdil b'rishayna ve'ena mavdil b'shnei. He makes havdala. We know in Atachayna, you make Atachayna Antonu. You make havdala. You make havdala by the first Shemoneh Esrei and not by the second one. And that's because the first time that he's davening is for the tefillah that's for now. That's for Ma'ariv. And therefore, you're saying that havdala by Chayna Das. The second Shemoneh Esrei is the Tashluma one to make up for the Shabbos one that he missed. So there's no havdala because that's for the mincha. That's not for the havdala that the Ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei is what it's taking place in. However, the Braisa says, Vim Hivdil Bishniya, Vala Hivdil Bishniya. What is the halacha if he made Abdullah in the second Shemoneh Esrei and not in the first one? So then, Shniya also lay, Rishayna lay also lay. Then only the second Shemoneh Esrei is counted for him and the first one's not. And therefore, he would have to daven again to be Yitzah for the Hashlama. And that is, only the second one works and is counted like the tefillah of Matzah Shabbos of the Ma'ariv one. And the first one doesn't count because it's nothing. Because he shouldn't do the one that he missed before the one that he's supposed to do now. And since it's the second one that he's making the Havdalah in, the second one can't work for the Shabbos one either. Because since he made Havdalah, he's obviously showing that what he intended to do was not for the Shabbos one, and he intended for the Ma'ariv one. So therefore, the second one is the Ma'ariv of now, and therefore he would have to make another Shemoneh Esrei if he wanted to be Mashlem for the Mincha that he missed, and the first one doesn't count. So the Gemara asks on this. Lememra, it seems to be that you're saying the Kivin Dulei Avdil B'Kamaisa, Kamandulei Tzali Dami U'Madrinlei, that since he didn't make Havdalah in the first Shemoneh Esrei, it's as if he didn't daven, and therefore we make him go back and say it again, and therefore the second one ends up being the first one, and so you would have to have another time to be the Shemoneh Esrei of the Hashlama. And it seems because you didn't make Havdalah on the first one, it's not counted. V'minu, we learned, Tov lo hiska gvuris kishamim b'tchias ha'meisim. Someone made a mistake. And he didn't mention mashav ruach. He didn't mention the strength of the rain in the brach of tchias ha'meisim, the resurrection of the dead. And similarly, v'sheila v'rechaz ha'shalim, if he didn't ask, make the request of a saint talamot l'vracha, by the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, it's the bracha of the year. We make him go back, he has to daven over again, because these are necessary for to be considered a tefillah. However, Havdalah b'chayin ha'das, id machzir noise. If he didn't say atochen antoni, he didn't make Havdalah, by the bracha of chayin ha'das, we don't make him go back, and the reason is, because he could say it on the cup of wine that he makes Havdalah after Ma'ariv. So the question is, this seems to contradict what we said, that we said that the first Shemoneh Esrei is not counted because he didn't make Havdalah, and therefore the second one that he made Havdalah is counted. Here we see that you don't have to have, so why isn't the first one good enough to be considered for the Ma'ariv of Matzah Shabbos and let the second one be a Hashlama? So Gemara says, Kasha, correct, it seems to be a difficulty. However, Kalal Gadol in the Gemara is that when it doesn't say Tiyuftan, it just says Kasha, is that there is an answer, albeit maybe difficultly. And therefore, the Rav Haigoin says that it's not such a question because here it's different that since he made Havdalah by the second one, that is, so to speak, Megala his Das, that he intended that one to be for the first one and not for the one that he's making up. And therefore, the first one cannot be for the one making up because it has to come after the current one. So since the second one is the current one, and therefore you will have to have another one to be for the Hashlama. And that is actually the halacha that the first one is the one that we're currently davening, and the second one is supposed to be the Hashlama. So now the and moreover, that halacha is actually, it doesn't, although it remains with a kasha, it doesn't contradict the actual halacha that if you made havdalah by the second one, not by the first one, the only the second one will work for him and the first one won't, and you would have to daven over a third time to be able to be considered a hashlama. The Gemara continues regarding the source, the makor, for where the tefillahs come from. We know we have shachris mincha ma'ariv. Where does it come from? Say itmar, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina Amar, tefillahs avos tiknim. The tefillahs, the Shmoneh Esrei, as we know, during the designated times of shachris mincha ma'ariv, were instituted by the avos, and that is that they made shachris mincha ma'ariv. Pshu ben Levi Amar, tefillahs kineged temidim tiknim. That the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, that they instituted and created the idea of tefillahs corresponding to the different karbonos temidim that are brought every day. That is a tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel ma'ariv. That the karbonos are what the equivalent are for the tefillahs of that we have every day. And the Gemara explains that Tanya Kavos Reb Yisrael B'Chanina, the Tanya Kavos Reb Shimon Levi. We have Tanoik opinions for both of these opinions, as the Gemara explains. Tanya Kavos Reb Yisrael B'Chanina. We find Avram tikkun tefillah shachas. Avram instituted the tefillah of the morning of shachas. Shenem, as it says in the pasuk, v'yashkim Avram ba'boker elamokum asher amet sham. Then Avram got up in the morning to the place that he was standing there before, and that he was davening for the city of Sidaim. And we know that when it says asher amet sham, that he stood there ve'ein amida el tefillah, standing connotes nothing more than tefillah than davening. Shenem, as it says in the pasuk, v'yamed Pinchas ve'yafal, that Pinchas stood and he davened. So therefore, we see that standing is a reference to tefillah. So we see that Avram Avinu made the tefillah of shachas. Yitzchak tikkun tefillas mincha. Yitzchak instituted the tefillah of mincha of the afternoon prayer. Shenem, as it says in the pasuk, v'yitz Yitzchak l'suach basad lifnei sarav, that Yitzchak went to speak in the field towards the evening. So what does it mean that he went to speak? Ve'ein sicha el tefillah. Speaking means davening. Shenem, as it says in the pasuk, tefillah lo oni kiyatov. That the tefillah for the pauper, when he wraps himself, lefnei Hashem yishpech sicha, then in front of Hashem he pours out his speech. So you see that it's a reference to tefillah, as it says tefillani. So we see that speech means tefillah, and therefore Yitzchak went out in the afternoon, and he was mesakin the tefillah of mincha. Yaakov tikkun tefillas arv. Yaakov was mesakin the tefillah of the evening. Shenema ve'yifka b'mokam ayolin shem. It says that he encountered the place, which was of the mokam ashchina, where the Beis Hamikdash was, and he went and spent the night there. He slept there. What does it mean that he encountered? Ve'ein pegiya el tefillah. That the word pegiya, encountering, means davening shenem, as it says, va'ata al tespal ba'adom hazeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe, now you don't go ahead and daven for these people. Va'altisa ba'adam rina v'tefillah, and don't go carrying about for them, for song and for tefillah. Va'altivka bi, and don't entreat me. So you see that when Hashem was telling him Lashon of Pegiya, he was talking about that don't daven for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, we find that Yaakov Avinu, that was Vayivka, and that was in the evening that he davened at nighttime, and he was Mesakin Tefillah of Ma'ariv. So that is like the opinion that says that Avos were Mesakin the Tefillahs of Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv. V'tanya Kavasid B'Shum Alev, and we find an opinion like the other opinion, and that is B'mnei Ma'amr Tefillah Sashachat Chatzis. Why did we say that the morning Tefillah is up until noon? The reason is Shari Tamid Shal Shachar Karbo Halechat Chatzis, because the morning carbon, which was brought every single day, which was called the Tamid Shal Shachar, was also able to be brought until noon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, at Arba Shais, you could only dive in the morning tefillah up until the 4 hours into the day. Shari Tamid Shal Shachar Karbo Halechat Arba Shais, because his opinion was that even the morning Tamid, the carbon, was also only able to be brought until 4 hours, and therefore the equivalent is by the tefillah. And why did they say that the afternoon mincha, the afternoon prayer, is only up until ma'ariv, until it gets dark? Because the afternoon carbon tamid was also only able to be brought until evening. Rabbi Huda says that the afternoon tefillah, the mincha, could only be said until halfway of the zman of mincha. Because the afternoon tamid was also only brought until plaga mincha. And then they ma'amru tefillah se'erev ein lakeva. Why did they say that the evening prayer, the ma'ariv tefillah, has no set time? Sherevarm upadarim shalei nesachlum in be'erev, because the limbs, which were specifically of the carbon oilis, and the padarim, the fats of all the other carbonis, which their blood was thrown before shkiyas achama, and they are brought the whole entire night, and those which were not consumed before the day, they're able to be brought. Karevim v'hilchem kalalaya, they could be brought the whole night. And therefore, the tefillah of ma'ariv, which corresponds to that, could also be said the whole entire night. And then finally, ma'amru shal masavim kalayim. Why did they say that the carbon musav could be brought the whole entire day? Shal carbon shal masavim karev kalayim, because the carbon of musav was able to be brought the whole entire day. Bihudayim ra'at sheva shois, that it could only be brought up until 7 hours into the day. Because his opinion related to Kabbalah was the same, that the Karban Musaf was only able to be brought up until 7 hours into the day. So now the Gemara has a question, which will be related to the opinion of Rabbi Huda that we said about Plaga Mincha. We spoke about Mincha. So the question is, Ve'ezehi Mincha Gedela? What is considered Mincha Gedela, the great Mincha? And that is, if they would come to bring the Tamid Shalbeinu Abayim, it wasn't able to be brought before 6.5 hours into the day, because it says regarding that carbon, it has to be brought Bein Haravayim, which means from when there's two Aravim, is when the sun starts moving towards the Erev, towards the Mairev, which is towards the west, that is from 6.5 hours into the day. As the Gemara says in Pesachim, that when it's the halfway of six and halfway of seven, the sun is up on top in the middle, that's on top of everybody in the middle of the sky. So we said that there, that's called Mincha Gedayla. So when is that Zman of Mincha Gedayla that the carbon cannot be brought before that Zman? That's Mishay Shoyse Mechzalma, from 6.5 hours into the day. And later, that's the earliest Zman that the evening Tamid, the afternoon Tamid, can be brought. Ve'ezi Mincha Ketana, what is the Zman of the small Mincha? That is, that's the time actually when the Tamid Shalbein Abayim, the afternoon Tamid, was actually brought, which was generally brought 9.5 hours into the day. As it says in the Mishnah, Tamid Nishchat, that it was slaughtered 8.5 hours into the day, and it actually was brought 9.5 hours into the day. And the Gemara there explains why that is, but what is the Mincha Ketana actually, the Zman when the carbon was actually brought? That's Mitesha Shoyis Mechzal Mala, that's 9.5 hours into the day. So now the Gemara asks, Iboilahu, Rabbi Yehuda, plag mincha kama kamar, or plag mincha achreina kamar. We know that there's two minchas. There's mincha gedayla, which is 6.5 hours into the day, and there's mincha ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day. And these are different times. Rabbi Yehuda said that the zman of mincha is up until halfway of the mincha. So did he mean the first mincha, in other words, mincha gedayla, which starts 6.5 hours into the day, and therefore halfway would be 9.25 hours into the day? Or did he mean halfway of the Mincha Ketana, which is the later Mincha, and that he said that you split up the 2.5 hours that's left there from the Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours into it. So you'll find that the second half of the Mincha, it ends up being up until 10.75 hours into the day, and that's up until when he allows, one could say, the afternoon prayer of Mincha. So is it 9.25 hours into the day? Because we're considering halfway from Mincha Gedayla, which is 6.5 hours up until 12, and therefore it'll end up by 9.25. Or was he talking about Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours till 12, which leaves you with 2.5 hours. Half of that will be 1.25 hours, and therefore you'll be left. You'll be left with at 10.75 hours. Which mincha did he mean? So the Gemara says, Toshma, Titan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Plaga Mincha Achrayna Amru. That we were said that you could daven mincha up until the halfway of the second mincha. Vehi Yod Alf Shoyis Chasrevi, and that's 11 hours minus a quarter, which is 10.75 hours of an hour into the day. And therefore, he was talking about Plag Mincha is halfway mincha of the Mincha Ketana up until the night, which is 1.25 hours before the night, which is different than the Shita of the Chacham, that they hold you could do it up until the nighttime. So the Gemara says, name it to have it to the Brisa B'chanina. So we brought this Brisa that says that obviously that the Tfilos were in correlation to the carbon Tumid, that we find all these different things, that's why the Zmanim of the Tfila have their designated times, because it's in correlation to the times when the Kabbans were able to be brought. So obviously it seems to be Nalak Beis B'chanin who said that the Tfilas were instituted and the Zmanim are based on our Avos. So Amlachar Beis B'chanin, Lo Ilam Emlachar Tfilas Avos Tik. No, I'll tell you in truth that our Tfilas were instituted by the Avos, by Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Vas Mechin Rabban, our Kabbans, and the Rabban supported it based on the same components that there are by the Kabbanis. And that's why it has those designated times, but in truth it was originally instituted by the Avos. And the Gemara says, because if you don't say this, that Rabbi Yosef Rechanin would agree that the Rabbanan supported it with Kabbanis, and there is that component also, in spite of the fact that the Avos were massacring it. So Tfilas Musaf Rabbi Yosef Rechanin and Mahantikna, according to Rabbi Yosef Rechanin, who instituted the Tfilah of Musaf, there is no one of our Avos that made Musaf. So obviously the Rabbanan supported the fundamental principle of tefillah on the Karbanos. And therefore when they looked around to see what would take place in tefillah to correlate with the Karbanos of Musaf, they didn't find any tefillah that would relate to that. And therefore they went and they instituted the tefillah of Musaf in correlation to the Karban of Musaf. And that's how the Gemara follows through. The tefillahs of his tiknum as mechin Rabbanan Karbanos. Obviously he holds that although that the tefillahs, the Avos were masakened, however the Rabbanan came ahead and they supported it from the ideas of the Karbanos, and that's why it has those designated times.